Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska State Senate passed Senate Bill 7, which requires the Department of Public Safety to publish peace officer and village public safety officer conduct policies and procedures on their website. Senate Bill 7 had stakeholder input from public safety agencies throughout the state, including the Anchorage Police Department, the Anchorage Public Employees Association, Public Safety Employees Association, and the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. Senate Bill 7 was sponsored by Senator L.V. Gray Jackson of Anchorage, who told the Senate floor,
"Although the department is currently publishing the information on the website, new leadership could determine that this information would no longer be provided. So having a requirement in state statute provides perpetuity and is simply good public policy. SB 7 also restricts publication of confidential techniques and procedures for law enforcement investigation or prosecution and any guidelines that could risk circumvention of the law."
Senator Gray Jackson said that this is the first bill of her public safety packet to make it to the Senate floor for a vote.
"My TPIP packet, Turning Pain into Progress, was drafted to provide public safety changes that would benefit the citizens of Alaska and also our law enforcement officers. I look forward to movement on the remaining 5 bills at the end of this session, and I thank all of you for your support of Senate Bill 7.
Senator Gray Jackson's reform package is derived from the National 8 Can't Wait campaign, and Senate Bill 7 now heads to the House of Representatives for consideration. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Governor Mike Dunleavy held a Tuesday afternoon press conference directing state agencies and calling on residents to end all business with Russia to add to the global pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin and his war against the Ukrainian people. He also asked the president to make domestic energy production a priority by reversing key policy decisions. Dunleavy noted Alaska's history being part of Russia, but says our state is close to the conflict from a geographic, historical, and military point of view.
"We do have investments. We do have ties. We do have relationships. And we believe after much contemplation, discussion with others, that limiting or withdrawing or eliminating some of those investments and some of those relationships could prove to bring pressure upon President Putin to really rethink how far he wants to go in this conflict."
Dunleavy was joined by Alaska Revenue Commissioner Lucinda Mahoney, specifying on divesting from Russia.
"The state of Alaska Treasury Department manage investments in international funds, which included a very small portion of investments in Russia. In total, the number is less than 0.3%. As of December 31st, 21, we had investments totaling $267 million.
Governor Dunleavy called upon the president to permit the state to increase domestic energy production, citing the NPRA being blocked by the administration. In a recent op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, Dunleavy said Alaska can help and is able to serve.
"Do it here, allow us to do it here, and stop this. Really, it's nothing short of an attempt to snuff out the life of Alaska as a state. And when we need these resources more now than ever, they're doubling down on this stuff. It makes no sense at all. We've asked the legislature that they put money into a state defensehood approach. We have to make sure that we fight for Alaska's survival as a state."
Dunleavy reminded the president of the Willow Project in the NPRA that it's nearly shovel-ready to provide a domestic source of oil while avoiding funding activities by Russia. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.